Hey, Anchor Home, and back again for another Daily Spark of Inspiration. And today I want to pretty much contradict what I said yesterday. Because yesterday I basically said, like, don't worry about the competition. You know, having other people offering something similar as you do is a good thing. And today I want to talk about this one situation when it does actually make sense to keep an eye on your competition. But perhaps not in the sense that kind of I seem to be going in. It's really to protect yourself from undercharging. And I've really learned that the hard way, because I used to offer flamenco practice skirts, like these really simple ones, and, you know, and looking, okay, how long they take me to make and the fabric. I thought, oh, well, you know, I'm making good money here if I can sell them for like $35. And I put them online and I found I didn't really sell all that many until I realized that, like, a fairly well-known brand charged, like, the cheapest thing they had was like $100 and up from there. And then one day, actually, I got a job when a client brought one of those skirts for me to alter, because it turned out that the fabric they used, the elastic fabric, wasn't really good quality. Sort of it had loosened, like lost elasticity. So it was sort of slipping down and it was pretty transparent. So I had to line it. So I had to do a fair bit of work for that thing to be usable. And I thought, and she charges like 3 times more than I do. And that's when I realized there's a good chance people weren't buying my skirts, because they look around. And everybody else is charging 100, maybe 70, 80. And then all of a sudden there's this one for 35. And they think, and they don't think, oh, you know, how great, how cheap. You know, they think, what's wrong with that thing? You know, it's probably really look bad quality fabric, really badly made. So it was actually really hurting my sales. And to sort of prove the point, you know, a few years later, I was asked to make like baby flamenco outfits. And I'm like, God, I have no idea how much to charge for that. And thought, well, you know, like I wouldn't really spend all that much money on something that, you know, the kid can wear once. And, but then I thought, well, if I charge, I don't know, $40, like I'd feel kind of resentful because they tend to be quite a bit of work, even though they don't use much fabric. So I looked on the internet and looked what other people were charging and saw that they sold for 80, 90, 100. And I quoted that and the client didn't flinch, because the thing is, they do their research as well. You know, she had, I mean, you can be sure that she would have looked around what cost to expect. So in the second case, it has actually saved me, you know, from totally underselling my work. And so really, I kind of like now every time I'm asked to charge, like to quote for something that I'm not used to doing, first thing I do is I see what everybody else is doing and then go a little over. Because the thing is, you never want to compete on price. You never want to sort of desperately try and undercut everybody. So I'm kind of looking what's there and I thought, okay, that's the minimum I can charge. And that's really saved me a lot of trouble and it's made me, you know, a fair bit of money. So how can you use your competition to protect yourself from undercharging? See you tomorrow.